What's that, Chrissy? It's hydrate spark time because it's lighting up and now I no need to drink water.
Love it. Good job. It looks pretty when you do
I'm hydrated. Hey, just remember, people, it's important to drink water. We always forget. And what's better than having something that lights up and lets you say, hey, drink some water. And then you do. And it keeps it really cold for 24 straight hours. It's Hydrate Spark. Order the Hydrate Spark Steel today and our listeners will get free shipping. Go to hydratespark.com/VIALL. Hydrate is spelled with an I, so that's HIDRATE, spark.com/VIALL. That's hydratespark.com/VIALL for free U.S. shipping on the new Hydrate Spark Steel bottle today. What is going on, everybody?
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm good.
So good. We have a great episode for you today. I'm very excited to bring this to you.
We're the first.
Oh, God, I love being the first. Victoria Fuller, what a fun episode. I wasn't really sure how it was going to go. I extended the invite to Victoria, who was in LA, hanging out with three other women from her franchise. We get some dirt and update on that and her life, what's going on. Well, you know, she had some interesting times on the show. It was a great conversation. I think you guys are really going to enjoy it. We had some fun. We laughed. We cried. We got in a fight. No, I'm just kidding. It was a lot of fun. I really appreciate Victoria taking the time, and I hope you guys enjoy listening.
It's our first podcast.
I hope that you feel like you got to know her a little bit better. Yeah. If you're tuning in to just hear the Victoria episode, all you Bachelor fans out there, check us out at Mondays for our Ask Nick episodes where we hear some wonderful relationship stories. I give my opinion on them and people find it helpful most of the time. And also, if you want to rate us 5 stars, we'd certainly appreciate that. Subscribe, obviously. And without further ado, should we just get right to the VF?
The VF.
Vile Files, Victoria Fuller.
It's a combination made in heaven. Oh my goodness.
Let's get to it.
Is my voice annoying?
Welcome.
Hi.
I'm so glad you could join us, Chrissy and myself.
I'm so happy too.
This is your first podcast.
It is. Thank you for having me, both of you.
We appreciate you choosing us.
I did choose you.
I know,
so
you have
you're
a lot
lucky.
Of options in the podcast.
When it comes to
podcast world, even specifically ones that might associate themselves with The Bachelor. So
this is true.
Clearly, I'm assuming you've had options to do other podcasts and interviews.
Yeah, I have.
Why have you been so quiet?
I think that it's just been really chaotic and hectic over these past like 6 months. So I kind of just was like, fuck everyone. I don't really want to talk to anybody. I kind of just want to like chill out, do my own thing.
Are you kind of generally a private person?
Extremely private.
Despite going on
The Bachelor, my whole life was aired. Yeah. Absolutely.
How did you, I mean, you know, since no one's really had the opportunity to ask you really any questions, I feel like
correct.
I don't have to worry about if things have been asked and answered before. So let's start at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
How did you find your way on to Peter's season?
Okay, so this actually started. I was drunk with my roommate, go figure, and she signed up for Love Island, another TV show, and she didn't make it on. It's fine.
Wait, so she didn't make it on America, Love Island America?
Yeah, it was like their first season that they were airing, and she applied, and she got like pretty far into it, and then
the process.
Yeah, the process.
And then what? You're like, I'm gonna want you. You try to one up your friend.
It's like, sweetie, I'm going on The Bachelor, not Love Island. No, not really, but kind of.
So, you're like drunk at home one night. You're like, let's apply for a reality show.
No shit.
How did you break that news? Sorry you didn't make it. Like, also, I have some good news.
Well, I actually didn't hear back for like a month and a half. And then finally, when the recruiter reached out to me, she was like, hey, like we got your application. I was like, fuck. I totally had forgotten that I even applied. So, yeah. And then I went out to New York and did the whole deal out there. I met Lacey.
Lacey's the reason I got on the show.
Shout out Lacey. Love you.
Great girl. Head in the casting department.
Yeah. She's fucking awesome. So that was that. And then I got a call 36 hours later. Who's counting the hours? Not me. And then that was it.
When you got asked, were you like, I'm definitely going? Was there a, should I really do this kind of?
Yeah, process? I was super hesitant just because I am so private that I just didn't know like how I would respond to that situation. And I'm also just like extremely insecure. So like, fuck. I just don't really like competing with other women. What are you laughing at?
Well, the fact that before we started, you reminded me how in this very chair, I think,
in the
second episode of Recapping Peter Season, I said, there's no fucking way she's insecure. And even though she's pretending to be insecure, I don't buy it.
Yeah, you said that I was pretending to be insecure. And then...
Well, fast forward like 9 weeks, I was like, no, she's super insecure.
You're like, no, she's super insecure. Yeah.
I don't always get it right.
No, you don't.
It was just a hot take.
Yeah.
You know, it's fluid.
You thought you knew.
So, how do you feel about your overall experience on Peter Season?
I think that now that I'm on the other side, it's okay. Cause I was just like so in my head about everything. And I just didn't know how to adjust to this weird, like, I don't know. People are so fucking mean these days. So it's a weird adjustment, but I feel like
it can be tough.
It's super tough.
Oh my God. Look at that. It's time to drink some water again.
I mean, look, it's pink now.
It's pink.
You can change the colors whenever you want.
Hydrate Spark Steel is fun. It's decorative. It keeps your water ice cold for 24 hours.
That's pretty impressive.
It's got a very easy app. I'm constantly forgetting to drink enough water. My pee should be clear.
I mean.
I don't mean to get TMI, but like you want to hydrate your skin and feel better. And it's always letting you there. It's like a friend that follows you along and doesn't nag. It doesn't nag.
It's terrible because you work out outside.
It says, hey. Drink some water, babe.
Hey, babe.
Babe, drink some water.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Order the Hydrate Spark today, and our listeners will get free shipping anywhere in the U.S. Go to hydratespark.com/VIALL. Hydrate is spelled with an I, so that is HIDRATE spark.com/VIALL. That's hydratespark.com/VIALL for free U.S. shipping on the new Hydrate Spark steel bottle today. When you were filming, who did you get along with the most?
Ooh, okay.
She's saucing up.
Sorry. A couple shots. Who was I closest with? So I was closest with Lexi. Do you remember Lexi? Little redhead.
Yeah.
Fiery and cute.
Yeah.
Natasha Parker, Sydney Hightower, and Victoria Paul. We were all like in the same room together. So we had a little thing called the cats.
Yeah.
Honey, meow. So I was closest with them. And then towards the end, me and Hanahan became very close. So that's
And that. Now you're probably Natasha and Hanahan and maybe who else? Kelsey, or you're the closest?
Yeah. One? Yeah. I would say me, Lexi, Natasha, all those girls, we talk on a daily basis because we have a group chat. And then I talk to Hannah Ann every day and Kelsey too. And we all have like a group message. So we're constantly bugging each other.
When you were filming, so you're Victoria Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So I was Team Alea. Alea? What's Alea?
Alea.
Did you feel like that was there was a misrepresentation there? What really went down there? Can you shed any light on that drama? Because I honestly felt like Victoria Paul was the bad guy.
I know you did. Okay. He is
in
very vocal
in
about
that bachelor moment.
Well, I think that, you know, Alea left and she had access to other things that we didn't, like her
the internet,
right? So she was able to like read a lot, and sometimes you go down a dark hole, or I mean, you read about you know, yourself and other people. So, anyways, when she came back, I don't think she had any serious intentions to like hurt anybody, but she also was not exactly using her head in that moment, I'd say.
So you felt like when Alea came back, she, well, maybe it doesn't in any way excuse some of the things VP said, but she,
I don't remember what she said.
I don't remember either, but like, it just looked like she was definitely lying.
What was she lying about again?
About like, she's like, we weren't first. It was, we, now I remember. First, before she got home, she was like, we're like friends. And I know her and she's bad.
Yeah.
And then Alea comes back and she's like, I barely know this bitch.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, wait,
what? I
don't
know. Yeah. It was like a weird thing with them because one minute they were like friends, the next minute they weren't. I mean, I couldn't really keep up with either one of them, and I'm friends with VP. To be honest, I was just like, both y'all, like, this is fucking stupid.
And then Peter's like, I just doesn't make sense because it really didn't make sense. And then, and then VP was like, I can't believe you don't believe me. It was so wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So despite that, Alea, you're saying she, when she came back, she, regardless if she was influenced by her surroundings or not, she came in just shooting
daggers,
bullets at people.
Oh yeah. She's coming in hot.
So you felt like the vitriol she received from the house was at least somewhat justified.
I think in the moment.
The criticism.
Yeah, I think in the moment, because, and you have to remember, like, we're all there for a reason, you know, to be engaged. And then you add one more bitch back to the group and you're like, oh, fucking, are you fucking kidding me? You know? So it's just, well, you kind of were like that though, because you came into there.
Yeah, late.
Yeah, you came in late. And how much shit did they give you?
A lot.
They fucking hated you probably. Mm,
they did.
Yeah, because.
And now they're all your friends.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's because you're adding one more person. It doesn't matter who it was at that point. But it, on top of that, she did come in with
So it was them. A little bit of both.
It was a little bit of both, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was an honest answer.
Yeah. I'm not a fucking liar.
Maybe a lot of things, but not a fucking liar. Your first bit of drama that you were involved in,
that really
was specific to you, was the Chase Rice stuff.
Yeah.
And minus the off camera, of which even on this show, I was a bit critical of how he handled the that stuff. You were just, I mean, there's not much there. You were totally, for anyone, what was that relationship, if anything? How surprised were you? Like, what were you mad at the producers? What was going on? Because that was a very unique, for that to happen to anyone.
I don't want to get too deep into that because I just don't even think he's worth my time or our time sitting here talking. But I will say that it was extremely surprising, and him and I had, a, whatever you want to call it, like over a couple months span. And yeah, like a week before I left for the show, him and I had, and people know this, like I went to go see him in Charlotte where he was performing, and, that was that. But yeah,
but
it
like
was
you,
extremely
like, hung out after the concert was done.
I mean, yeah, we like, we were in communication. Yeah, we're, I'm not going to say we're boyfriend and girlfriend, but sure. We were communicating and we were, yeah, we're hanging out.
Yeah.
We were touching.
Touching. And stuff.
Okay, relax. But yeah.
Did you tell somebody that? Like, did you tell?
I
like,
told nobody.
That?
I
so,
didn't
like,
tell.
It really was totally
fucking
random.
Oh, I didn't tell a soul.
And it wasn't like on your Instagram or anything.
First off, it wasn't completely random.
Oh, they didn't like book Chase and cast Victoria because they knew once they found out.
Different. It was game on.
Yeah.
Once they found out, then they hooked up the date for that one on purpose.
Well, when they found that out, they weren't like, well, maybe we should take Kelly because she's a big Chase.
No,
Rice, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they told you, and I can't really speak
to
a lot of stuff, but it was more than that. It was like he was apparently talking with them over the past like year and being under contract.
I heard he was really trying to get on that
and
show
so,
for a lot. His team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. And there was like a year span where he like didn't really know when he was. And then they called him 2 weeks before my date. And he had to cancel one of his tour dates. So.
Oh, so you think it was not as genuine?
No, I'm just saying, just like, that's all I'll say.
Okay. Well, you would know,
I know
more than
I know.
I would.
Like, yeah, well, I would.
Who did you hear? You might have you. Who did you hear that from? Team Chase?
Well, I don't want to answer that because I'm not.
Don't let her be manipulated by her current surroundings.
Do not manipulate me by my current surroundings, damn it. Shit.
It might be the title of the episode.
No, but I do. I do know, like, just from like talking to other like people that are like, "Hey, should we go and do this? This is a booking opportunity that's come up." They do book it really far in advance.
Oh well, no. That's the thing. Is like that's why he was like. I mean, he has tour. He was on tour, so his tour dates were booked out, and like they called him 2 weeks prior, and he had to drop his tour, one of his dates. So.
Well, I have always said, yes, they plan everything.
I'm not going to say that, but I'm also...
But they plan it. What I'm saying is they plan everything in advance, as Chrissy said.
Yeah, they book out those...
But they can. They will move heaven and earth on a dime, and they can if need be.
Yeah.
And that I know, and I've said that over and over and over. They're best at adapting.
Yeah.
That's their gift.
I love a good producer.
Fucking got me good.
You make it work. Damn it. So when it did happen,
what was going on?
I mean, I would have... I couldn't imagine. I mean,
standing in front of your ex-boyfriend dancing with somebody who's trying to make out with you? Why would that be weird?
It's less now, even more. But I remember when I got casted, right?
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend at the time was still good friends with my friends, and we were in the same circles, but we had been broken up for almost 2 years. So like I didn't have any ex, and other than that, there was... Right. But you're always like, you don't know. You're afraid. You're just like, what if someone just pretends they're dating me and shows up? You're always afraid of those things as a cast member going in, right? Like, how could this go badly?
Right.
So here you are on a date, and fucking Chase Rice, some guy that you at least, you know, hung out with after a concert of his and did God only knows what, because you won't say, so we'll let our imaginations run wild.
Yeah, you guys can and then, leave that up to the imagination, honey.
And then
she doesn't kiss him down.
So whatever you can imagine probably happened. And then
relax. She's like, oh my God.
She probably just got on a tour bus and ate some Funyuns and had some whiskey.
Whatever your weirdest thought is, that's happened.
No.
And then
honestly, the night got really weird. I wish I could elaborate, but I won't.
It's all right. But it got weird.
There were clowns.
So all of a sudden you're with Peter and you're walking up, and all of a sudden
you
see him, and all you can think about is that super fucking weird night with clowns. And then what's going through your head?
Okay, so Peter, first off, we're like, this is a little BTS, but before we walked to go to the concert, he was like, I have a surprise for you. I'm just like so excited. And he's like, how would you dance at a country concert? Because he knows country is my favorite music. And I was like, I don't know. We're like dancing on the side of the stage. And then he's like, okay, I have one more surprise for you. And I thought it was like we were going to the teacups. And I'm like deathly afraid of the teacups because I threw up when I was younger. It's just fucking traumatizing. Anyway, so we're walking over and I'm thinking we're going to teacups. And I'm like, no, no. And then I was like, no, no.
Those like, teacups look pretty good now.
I was like, take me to the fucking teacups. No, but like my heart sank and I was just like, I didn't know what to do in that situation, because I immediately like saw Chase and like he saw me, and he kind of just did one of those like moments where he was like fuck, and we both
were
like
stage.
yeah because we made eye contact before I even got up,
so there was some editing there because it they didn't show that, which
they just showed him.
Why wouldn't they have showed that?
Because they just showed him playing, and then they showed them really, walking out.
They showed him being a professional, which is a service to him.
No, it
It would have been better TV if you saw Chase go, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely made eye contact before. I saw his hat, and I don't know. I don't remember. Either way, it was definitely a moment where I was like, okay, shit, do I, like, walk the fuck away because this is super awkward, or do I, like, try to act like nothing happened and then tell him later? I mean, like, it's a split second. You have to make that decision. And I was
truly,
like... Yeah.
I can put myself in that situation, and I can't imagine what I would have panicked.
Yeah, I was like freaking out a little bit. And also too, like Chase knew I was going on the show. Like we talked about it. This was like a very open conversation with him and I leading up to me leaving. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he knew the day before I was leaving. We were texting. Like the whole thing is kind of just
so
fucked up.
At the concert, he kind of gave you the old send off.
What was that? Come again?
Anyways.
No, that wasn't... That actually... It was more of like when I went to go see him, it was like our... I don't want to get like too deep in this, but it was just like, you know, I'm dating, you know, I'm dating. Who gives a shit? I'm not like here trying to.
Dating is.
Right. I want to figure myself out. And no, there wasn't like an old send off, Nick. Thanks, motherfucker.
So what did you, because what I know about you and is that you when you've, and I think America does, when you don't, you will, if you're feeling something, you'll retreat. Express it, but you're fine. But you had a good relationship with the producers and you could tell them when you were mad. So like, what did you say in that moment?
Oh my gosh. So I remember after the concert, I walked and, you know, met up with my producer. She had no fucking idea, but I could see from across the way that, I don't even know if I'm allowed to be saying all this. Am I allowed to say this?
Let's say it and we'll figure it out later.
Okay. So I just remember looking over and just seeing the cameras like zoomed in on me. And I was like, oh, okay. All right. I fucking see you, motherfuckers.
The classic ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, that, 1,000%. And they knew from then on. That was a shit show.
Second producing dramatic scene that you were involved in. If my memory serves me correctly.
Oh, gosh.
Hometowns.
Yeah, Hometowns was a fucking shit show. And by the way.
Oh, no. Before, Hometowns. So, but.
Yeah.
Hometowns daytime. You had this girl show up who totally sold you out of the bus. And I got. And
okay, no throwing under the bus. That girl's just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. So.
I
mean, anyone who would listen to her is like.
I love that you drop the F-bomb every 5 seconds, but she's not fucking crazy. She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
So
I know, like, I'm fucking crazy.
So there, and this, you know, actually this, I totally forgot about this, but I think this will, I think is an opportunity for you to talk about it.
Yeah. I would love to tell my side of that. Because I actually haven't told anybody. And
please.
You know, so I'll give you a little background on this girl.
Do you like sexy time?
Loves.
Well, I love a good sex story. I know I do. And I don't know if you ladies out there like a good sex immersive story that helps you take care of your emotional and sexual health as much as it does your mental and physical health. That's right. Get that Dipsy today. Dipsy. Do you have a lot on your mind? In times of stress and anxiety, is it hard to remember to take time to focus on yourself? Do you enjoy pleasure? Do you enjoy joy? Well, it's important to do both, and especially right now, you can pull that off with Dipsy. Pull it off so you can get it off with Dipsy. When our Dipsy is an audio app full of short and sexy stories and guided sessions that are designed to turn you on and help with you to get in touch with yourself.
Or touch yourself.
They add new content every week, so there's always more explosive stories to explore. Find stories about a spontaneous hookup with a hot stranger, getting closer with a sexy yoga instructor. Ooh, you can't stop thinking about him or her, you know? Or even stories about your new toy getting all tied up. And for our listeners for the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/VIALL. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/VIALL. dipsystories.com/VIALL. Hey, I hate student loans. I just paid mine off. And if you want to help paying yours off, you can do it faster and easier with the help of Earnest.
Yeah.
Now is the time to get your student loans payments under control. You could be saving, by refinancing student loans with Earnest. Interest rates are as low as ever.
Now is the time to do it. Mm-hmm. Refinance those loans.
Took me a long time to pay off my student loans.
Yeah, for sure.
If you've been making the same monthly payments on your student loans for the last couple of years, odds are you could reduce your payment and save by refinancing them with Earnest. Even if you're refinanced before, with today's low rates, you could get even lower. That's right.
And it only takes 2 minutes.
Take a 2-minute quiz, answer some questions. You'll get some really helpful answers and hopefully save some money. There's no obligation or any fees. So right now, you can get $100 cash bonus when you refinance a student loan with earnest.com/VIALL. Once again, you get $100 cash bonus when you refi your student loan at earnest.com/VIALL. Not available in all states. Visit earnest.com/VIALL for more details. Terms and conditions apply. Earnest student loan refinance loans are made by Earnest Operations LLC, NMLS, #1204917, California Financing Law, License Number 6054788, 303 2nd Street, Suite 401 North, San Francisco, California, 94107. Visit earnest.com/licenses for a full list of license states.
So, what?
And this girl, and then we're also, we specifically, because I think you'd want to, right, address some of the things that she was saying.
Oh, absolutely.
About you,
yeah.
And like you, the homewrecker, I think people are calling you.
Right. Exactly. Which I just love.
We're going to put you on trial here. Are you?
Please do.
Homewrecker.
Absolutely not. And this is the thing with her. She's like calling the kettle black. She, that weekend of my hometown, was actually sleeping with my boyfriend of 4 years. So when I got home, I found that out.
She was sleeping with your boyfriend.
Yes. My boyfriend of 4 years that I was like basically engaged to. We were living together. So she's just one of those people, and everyone in my hometown knows this about her. They think she's just absolutely fucking insane. And so for her to, I mean, first off, I don't know if you know what happened in that situation with her. She basically just said, like, she didn't have any real information.
I do remember that.
Yeah, it was like she just didn't like me, and then she wanted
it
to like
classic,
say
yeah,
these,
it was a classic no one likes her.
Yes it was just like a mean girl. Like,
when you're welcome. When
you're dating someone, and then your partner, whoever you're dating, you're like, I don't like it when you do this, and by the way, everyone thinks this. Nothing makes me more mad.
And then it's like, actually, no one thinks that. So, but she, to actually follow that up, it's kind of funny because Peter and I have talked after the show, and we even talked like after all that. Okay, shut the fuck up. Whatever.
Homewrecker.
I know, right? I'm such a homewrecker. But she, him and I had talked like in fantasy suites about everything that had happened and in that situation. And she made a comment that Peter was her ex-boyfriend. Okay, well, let this be known. They went on 2 dates and that was it. So he was also too like very confused as to why she was like making an appearance and why she was like, bizarre.
I went and looked her Instagram. Her Instagram refers to herself as a public figure.
Okay, I'm
and that's
sorry.
All I needed to see.
No. Let's set the record straight. She was a public figure within 24 hours of her coming to my hometown. So,
well, I mean, I'm just saying the fact that she even called herself that.
Right. But you think about it, she had like a swipe up code within 24 hours and was listed as a public figure after coming to my hometown. I'm not fucking kidding you. Like, that's how, like, this girl's not right in the head. So there's no time. Like, we don't even need to waste time on her. She's fucking weird.
Was she the one who spread those rumors that were floating on the internet? Is that where it all started?
Absolutely. From? And producers also said, and I don't know if I'm even allowed to say this, we'll figure it out. But producers also said she was the one who had called in about Chase because she had found out. Yeah. So 3 weeks prior to me leaving,
I do want to thank her for that.
Yeah. I mean,
like, actually,
somebody
she's
sent
an
her
angel.
A paycheck. Somebody sent her a paycheck.
honestly, someone hire her.
Yeah, no, associate producer. Put that title up there.
Wow. Interesting. We'll definitely keep that in there.
It's very weird.
But it's tough, right? In all seriousness, that stuff gets out there, and everyone was talking about that in Bachelor Nation as if it was like it was accepted as truth,
right? And that's what's so frustrating, because it's like, if you knew the credibility of this person, you wouldn't believe
what
them.
About anyone who might say they've heard it from more than one person, or
that's like saying, I don't know, it's like spreading a rumor and then someone picking up that rumor.
Because there was no
first off,
there's no receipts.
And I would, you know, that was the thing with me. I was like,
I've heard it. And I've heard it. But there was no like.
Right. And I felt confident.
And that would be something you should have things for.
Well, also too, it's like if you are going to say something that big, then like follow it up. Like she thought she was like being a martyr. And, oh, she's falling on the sword for these women and all these women who I've ruined their lives. And it's like, okay, well, where are all these women?
No, it was just somebody who liked Peter who didn't work out. And she got jealous. So she wanted to try and make something of it to make herself feel better. Yeah.
Thank you.
And to be like, look at me.
Yes.
I've told this to producers. One of the shittier things they do is to let...
you did say that, yeah.
Let friends or whoever come on the show and speak their truth. I mean, yeah, and they
get to get off the show and they get because, to go like, live you their can't life.
It's just like you just
and I can't say anything.
And here's why I have a problem with that is specifically too, because you go on the show, right?
Yeah.
And you know, we're on the show, we're going for Peter, and I'm like, Victoria Fuller's a bitch, and Victoria's like, Nikki's an asshole, and like, and it's just like it's all in that world. But you bring in someone outside, and then like an audience, they might they'll take sides, and they'll be like, I'm Team Victoria or I'm Team Nikki or whatever. But then you bring in the outside person, person saying, I know this person in real life, exactly. And they're a bad person. Mm-hmm. And then audience is like, oh,
they know them in real life. They're like,
that's who they are. And I think it's just fucking shitty.
They should have like only
for them to do that without really
diving deep into who they are.
Like, if someone has I wanted to see fucking Jed's girlfriend come on.
Yeah.
Bring that girl
on. The Ali Fedorovsky one is the best way they've ever done it when they had all those voicemails playing at the end. Like, that's how
that was
awesome.
See,
that was just amazing. Gave me chills. I love that.
That was awesome.
Yeah, but that's how they should go about doing it if they're going to bring somebody from the outside. Make sure there's
like, and if I were to, if they were here, they would probably say they do that, but I think they could do a better job. That's just me.
Well, you know, it's neither here nor there. And
so fast forward to the evening.
Fast forward to the evening, correct.
This is where maybe you're not as innocent.
She was two bottles of wine deep. Okay? Sweetie.
When you're watching it, and what I'm referring to is when...
Excuse you, what?
I think Victoria Fuller is the first person, and to your credit, it may not be repeated, to like... cancel her hometown and still make it the next week.
I don't know if that's something to be proud of, Nick. Making me sound like
no one's ever going to do it again.
He's like, that is boss.
That is so boss.
Like, how you did that?
Is it though?
But I made myself a t-shirt.
Because when you watch it back, it is so wild. It makes no sense. And sometimes, and I've known this to be true in my season, sometimes I think things that make no sense, like my volleyball date.
I didn't even watch your season. Fine.
It's fine.
Shit.
When people watch it back, it really looked like it made no sense. In reality, like everyone just lost their shit, and that's what it looked like. But the way they edit, but in your hometown, it was like, what the fuck is going on? She's just leaving.
Well, there was 3 hours of that. Like, people don't understand. There was 3 hours that we were, first off, I was sat outside my house for an hour by myself. And then there was 3 hours of me and Peter talking. People see a 2-minute conversation.
What happened?
So basically,
God. Because I feel like it's mostly on you.
Well, at the end, I mean...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So basically what happened was he, you know, brought up this whole situation, which I completely understood. You want to like talk about a situation like that. And it's these are serious accusations that are being made about me. I'm your potential wife. Like, what the fuck? Are you a homewrecker or not, bitch? I get it. But at the same time, don't expect to then go and meet my family after you're making these, like saying these accusations about me. Do you know what I mean?
I get if he was accusing you.
Well, he did.
He did.
He said, I'm sorry, but when you say this is what was said about you and like he wants to get to like the bottom of it, I'm like, you could have approached it in so many different ways. And this is no, like Peter and I have talked about it. It's fine. Like whatever. We're cool. But if he had approached me and said, hey, my loyalty is to you. This is what this girl said. I don't believe her, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Then the conversation would have went very different.
100%.
You know what I
you're
mean?
Right. You're right.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I'm not justifying my actions however, in that moment because I went fucking crazy.
However, we'll get to that. But yeah. I'm just saying, having been the bachelor, that would scare the shit out of me.
Right.
You know, when women who I really liked, if other women had talked, when other women might have talked shit about them, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, but up to that point, no one had said anything about me. So no, why? And I've lived with all these women.
You're right. That absolutely would have diffused the situation. No doubt about it.
Right. Yeah.
But I think he honestly, he didn't want to like get you off the hook in case it was true. And unfortunately for Peter and you, the producers, whatever they thought, they didn't share their opinion. They just let it unfold.
Right. Which was very.
But at your final four, would you have questioned those women that were seriously potentially your like possible wives?
Well, I mean, again, if we're just going to talk about my season, yeah. Corinne, who I sent home on hometown, if some guy in Miami pulled up and was like,
but check your source.
Well, the truth is, I was going to send Corinne, if I was being honest, I was going to send Corinne home anyways, right? Yeah. So it would have been unfortunate for Corinne because I would have been like, what's up with it? And I would, I wouldn't have been like, you definitely did this. I wouldn't accuse her, but I wouldn't say, I know it's not true. I would be,
well,
it seems weird. What's going on?
I understand. I think that in the moment, I was just so like, you know, like you've been on that side of it. Like
I can totally relate to already feeling defensive, right, panicked, exactly, worried, what are people going to think? And all you want is the olive branch from Peter and you didn't get it.
Right. Well, okay. I don't think it was like an olive branch. It was more just like, I wanted him to be more understanding in that moment.
I agree with you. I know what it's like to feel like on a fucking island in that world.
Right.
Where all of a sudden you just like in on Andy's season, like all of a sudden, like, the guys, Chris Soules and some other guys, I'm just dropping.
I'm just dropping some names. Chris Soules. Right.
You all of a sudden realize I'm on a TV show. You see the cameras and you're just like, exactly, I'm fucking alone.
Yeah.
I'm so alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that.
That was that moment. Yeah.
I get that.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I want to handle it going.
Listen, so what I happened? Get it. But also too, have you ever like.
Excuse me, what?
Have you ever just, you know, maybe handled a situation wrong and you look back and you're like, shit, I could have definitely done a couple things fucking different. Yeah, that moment took place like maybe 20 minutes after Peter left my house because I told him to go away.
Your family, so just to make it clear, your family is inside.
3 hours. They were in
you're
there for 3 hours.
You're on the front lawn,
mm-hmm,
and they're watching you from windows and the neighbors arguing with Peter.
The neighbors were loving it. They were video recording us. They thought it was the best thing ever. But yeah, we were arguing for 3 hours. And then eventually he was just like, I want to go inside. Like, if we can get past this, that'd be great. And I was like, maybe being a little bit of a brat, but I was like, no, you're not coming inside to meet my family.
I'm not saying it's smart or stupid. I'm just saying that takes balls on to just be like, no, no.
I was so offended.
Like, yeah, I'm supposed to so marry offended. You. You should trust what I'm That's saying. Like, and now you want to come meet my parents? I would be like, Thank I would, you. Yeah.
That was it.
It's
that
interesting
was it
that you are saying that.
From a female perspective. Like,
fair enough. Yeah. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying what America or the like a lot of people like to say is, oh, you're defensive. Mm. Oh, then you're guilty. I mean, right? That's a criticism.
Yeah, no. And just, that's a criticism that I received. And I get it. It's understandable. But at the same time, it's like, imagine yourself in that position. Like, I'm ready to marry this person. And they're
and
like
you were
accusing
feeling Peter
it.
Then. I mean, I think
because
from a relationship standpoint, that makes a lot of sense. You're in a relationship. You want your partner to trust you if no one else
exactly.
does. Yeah. And so you took it that
that's
way.
That's what I said. And we had a...
Interesting.
Yeah, because if there weren't cameras there, that's exactly the same reaction I feel like most people would have.
Right. Thank you. And that was my whole thing was like, I was never different on and off camera, and I think that's why people kind of took me wrong.
Well, I don't know you that well, but what I can attest to in the little bit I know you is that like Victoria,
I do.
She doesn't really care if it's on or off camera.
Yeah, I really don't. I mean, good thing and a bad thing, sweetie. Everyone wants you to be like really happy, and they also just want like an escape from their normal life, I think, on the show. So they expect, they hold you to a higher standard than they hold themselves. And I'm like, I'm a motherfucking human. Like, I make mistakes. Whatever, I say shit I don't mean, and then I take it back. But guess what? You can't take it the fuck back. Like, yeah. You can't.
No, you can't.
It's on national TV.
I have dated. That's been a problem in relationships I've had. Yeah. Is I'm like, yeah, sorry, you can't take it back.
Yeah.
But it's also both of your real lives.
I do not
want
to have sex with you in this moment.
Exactly.
You said some real nasty things to me 5 minutes ago. I'm sorry, won't cut it.
Yeah. She's like, sorry. Yeah,
you don't
let's do it. Let's do it anyway. I love you.
I was
kidding. He's so hot. But it's both of you. Like you always say, like it's both of your real lives. Like, and people would just sit at home, and you're like, no, but this is my real.
Yeah, life. And then,
well, some more than others, right? Yeah.
I know. I feel like I was just, I don't know. I was very invested,
and so we're clear. You know, you're not saying, and I'm certainly not saying, that even while you were real, still not the best course of action.
Oh, absolutely.
You regret how you handled it.
Oh, my God. I regret a million things, honey. You can't take it all back, though. I mean, I regret. I wish that I had handled the situation different. But at the same time, everything worked out the way it was supposed to work out. And, yeah. So, should I have maybe not? Excuse you, what? Yeah, maybe. So, whatever. It's fine. I'm fine. Yeah, we're working on it. Okay?
What are... we'll get to that.
What?
Oh, I was going to say. So, if you were to pander to the audience, mm-hmm. what would you say the criticism you have received about your person, your character on the show,
right.
just specific to the show, what would you say are things that are not the most accurate, or what are true? You know, where do people get it right? How do people not know you? You know,
like, you know,
what's the best misconception of you?
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is like, I've had people like when I'm taking photos with them or meet them, and then like, whoever they're sending it to on the receiving end will say, was she nice? And I'm like, oh my gosh, people think I'm a fucking asshole. And I'm not. And you know that. Like, I'm not a dickhead.
No, she's very nice. And
I actually.
Be mean.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely have like a mean side to me, sweetie. Yes, yeah. We know that.
But when you're not being mean. Very nice.
She's like, very, yeah, very nice. There's a, yeah. Not all the time. When you're not being an asshole.
Very nice.
Yeah, those few moments.
Those very few and far between. But
no, I mean, I also have gotten that too. I was home in Milwaukee with friends, and I always try to go out of my way to be nice. But like, also sometimes people will make it awkward. So at one time where it's like bar time out in Milwaukee, and this group of women walk by, and the girl walks by, and she's like, you know, after she's like 10 feet by, oh my God, it's Nick from The Bachelor. And like, what do you say to that? She didn't say, hey, Nick, whatever. She just like yelled it out. So we kept walking, and she's like, oh my God, he is an asshole. And I'm like, what? What did I do?
Yeah.
You know, like,
you're like, wait, come back. Come nice.
Oh my God, I'm so nice.
I'm so nice.
Want some essential oils? Just kidding. He's sending me some though. It's fine. I get it.
NHOils.com.
He's like, and now to the advertisement.
So you're not always mean.
No, I'm not always fucking mean, Nick. Thank you.
What else would be unfair criticism of you? Not only as a human, but as maybe in someone in a relationship. Because a lot of times when we watch The Bachelor,
we make assumptions
about how people would be in a relationship.
Yeah.
The best one that I saw was that I was a narcissist. And I was like, that's funny, honey. I'm not. And that I like gaslighted Peter, which we've talked about.
You definitely gaslit Peter.
Okay, first off.
You were.
You can't make those kind of accusations right now.
Well, you can be.
Back the fuck up.
You can. Wait, everyone.
Here
I know.
Here comes the meme.
Oh, here she goes.
Wait. It's funny. Here's the thing about gaslighting. It's become a new word. Gaslighting,
I don't even know what it means.
It's honest. I just, like, it's gaslighting is like kale. We didn't know what kale was one day.
Oh my God.
And the next day,
is not
everyone
like
knows about kale.
Kale's
right?
Healthy.
We didn't know what gaslighting wasn't a word for the average person. And now people are throwing it out like, you're fucking gaslighting. You're gaslighting. Yeah. You can have, we've all gaslit before.
Of course.
Just so we know. In relationships. Yeah. That doesn't mean you're like a total gaslighter. So anyone who wants to throw it out, like if you've ever been accused of gaslighting, it's like you get canceled or something.
Can we just
but,
get like a definition of it? Because I'm not very privy
well,
to
I mean, I don't want to rip off a definition like in someone's, but it's well, when you're really it's when someone like would give you a criticism, a legitimate criticism of how you might be acting. Instead of acknowledging that, you immediately turn it around on them and accuse them of something either valid or most often completely out of the blue and getting them on the defensive. Men historically have done it to women
I feel like that's weird because I feel like that's
but
my life.
Women can do this in relationships.
I told a friend last night, I was like, that guy gaslight you.
Like, you're like, she's like crazy. Feeling super guilty, bro.
Yeah. But yeah, you, again, we have covered how your interpretation, but Peter asked you a question only based on the information that was coming
to him.
Yeah,
but you guys didn't see the full story because I had explained to him in depth and he even like went, he like told other people about our conversation too because they didn't show everything.
Okay,
like there, I gave him the full scoop of like this girl. We talked for 3 fucking hours. Okay. I wasn't gaslighting him.
So,
but by the end of it, it was very, it
okay,
was extremely frustrating.
Let's go back there. So I'm 3 hours is a long time.
Right.
20 minutes is a long time
I mean,
for a fight.
3 hours of
so
a talk.
So are you saying you, you know, like,
oh,
okay,
in depth.
So when you, when Peter first asked you, you didn't lose your shit?
No. I was like, the minute that he walked out or he got out of the car, I knew something was wrong because I could see it in his face. And he walks up to me and I was like, oh my God, are you okay? Like initial reaction because I just saw it all over his face. And then we sat down and we started talking about it. And I was like, okay, this is all making sense. I was like, this girl has this huge like thing against me. We talked about it for hours.
So,
I'm talking hours.
So you're saying eventually.
Eventually, I got so
frustrated. And let's just,
frustrated.
For argument's sake, say it was 1 hour and it felt like 5.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
I mean,
that's a
either
long
way,
fucking time.
I mean, it was
20 minutes. But you're a long time. So you explain yourself and the explanation only takes 20 seconds.
Correct.
So you did that. And then what, Peter just wouldn't believe you?
He was.
And then you got mad?
I think it was more like, it was more like he was wanting more information about it. And after I gave him the information, it's a very like weird, I don't know how to explain it, but it was just, it is what it is. And
he wasn't connecting the dots.
Yeah. He wasn't understanding fully. Like he was like, but why would someone make that up? And I was like, well, why would somebody like go on and do all this? You know? So it was like, he wasn't understanding from my perspective. I wasn't understanding from his perspective. Looking back, I could have been way more understanding of his position and where he was coming from. Because it is hard. I know that he was like trying to weed through everything and understand everything. And it's a huge decision. But at the same time, I was like, yo, we've been dating for like how long? And we're like supposed to be getting engaged in 2 weeks. So to me, it was just frustrating at that point. And so I did react in an inappropriate way, and I was extremely frustrated at that point.
Not right away.
No, it was not. It was,
let's make it different.
No, 1000%, because I was getting aggravated and I was getting annoyed that he didn't understand me or where I was coming from. So then I was like, you know what, fuck this, like, kind of deal. And I was like, I'm done. And that's why I was like, if you're not gonna like, and then he wanted to go meet my family after, which was even worse, because I was like, you're gonna drop this fucking huge bomb. Now we have to definitely go inside and tell my parents, because he knew that too. He was like, well, we'll just explain to them. Yes. Yeah. And he was like, we'll just like explain to them like what happened. And I was like, how the fuck are we gonna explain
you know
this
what
to them?
Honestly, that was a miss by you. Let me explain why.
Well, that's
your fam. It's hindsight's 2020, but and listen, I get it. Right? You're frustrated. Whether you
okay. How embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
But here's where this is a miss on your part. You not like not you want you like Peter. Not that you wanted to make Peter look bad, but your family watches you for 3 hours. You have to explain it. You go in there and you tell them the story. I just got accused of this crazy shit. Immediately, your family goes to Peter. It's just like, wow, that seems like a weird thing to believe, but you've been dating for how long? Yeah. Why don't you fucking believe her?
I know.
And all of a sudden you have your
backup.
You have your team.
Okay.
You've been feeling all alone this whole time, and now you have your team, and your team's going to be like, Peter.
That's amazing.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then Peter then has to explain to America and your family why he doesn't believe you.
You're right. And
what a mess. What,
but also too, I was like, I had all these, I was envisioning my dad talking to him and how they would like connect and how they would like just form a bond. And I thought, you know, first off, my dad would have ripped him a fucking new one. He would have been like, listen, motherfucker. But I thought it was going to be sweet moments. And then I knew that was taken away from me. And I was upset by that. And I didn't want it to be him meeting my family. And I even told him when we went to Australia, I was like, if you meet my family, it's going to be organic and it's going to be when it was supposed to be. And we had talked about like flying my parents out to Australia and like what that would look like. And
she was trying to get a sneaky way of getting her family a free trip to Australia.
Oh my God. Shut the fuck up.
It's a joke. Well, I will say, whatever you want to think, I think it's clear by what you're saying is that you took, you know, all the right reason stuff. You were almost taking that whole thing too literal and too serious.
Oh, absolutely. Because, oh my God.
You know, everything you're saying is how would you handle it in a relationship in real life?
Exactly. And that's what that was almost, and I've said this before, that was like my biggest regret was that I was too like naive to the process of like, I should have been a little bit more reserved and known that the cameras were on me, because like I think that we all can relate to a time where we have been in an argument with our significant other and maybe we didn't handle ourselves correctly, and we have the option to maybe work it out 10 minutes later.
And you were willing to give America the most honest representation of yourself.
Like, I mean,
thank you once again.
I don't know if this is good or bad right now.
Like, it's honest.
Authentic AF.
I mean,
you make an interesting case if you're saying, hey, anyone listening, have you ever done this?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's
like, and
we
most
had
of you
moment.
Listening would say, I'm on camera. Of course right. I do that, but I'm not crazy enough to do it on camera. And you're like, well, everyone.
I fucking was.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
okay,
maybe I was just
convincing argument you can make.
I should have just been a little bit more aware is all I have to say, because behind closed doors we all act a little different, right?
Yes. Moving on to before we wrap up your experience on the show,
yeah, can we
and get into your personal.
So fucking over.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk about your current personal life.
Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go.
This guy.
What are the biggest things you learned overall about your experience?
I think.
And what are you grateful for?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. Thank you for asking me that. I think that my overall experience, what I've learned is that, one, putting yourself out there in an uncomfortable situation that you're not used to is worth it, because you get to grow so much. And I think that from this experience, I've really taken everything that I've been through and also just all the criticism that I've been bombarded with, and I've really tried to turn it around and make it a positive. Yeah, I think that, I don't know, this shit's fucking hard, but like it's been good and it's been eye-opening, and the fact that I can see myself back and see what I can change on, and also like what I was doing wrong in a relationship. I mean, it is the most sobering thing to see yourself on television in a relationship and then have to like watch yourself, but you can also correct your behavior. So I think that was very eye-opening for me. I feel like after the show, I was able to really like reflect on what was, I don't know, just myself in general. And I also am like happy that I do get such a big platform now to be able to advocate for what's right and also for what's good in the world, not just like what's popular. And I think that my perspective has definitely changed. And I don't know, I made a lot of friends from a lot of different walks of life on the show too that I didn't have maybe beforehand. And you're just open to so many different worlds, which is very beautiful. And I think I'm able to appreciate and respect all walks of life.
What have you been up to lately, and how did you and Chris start talking?
He doesn't even like you. Just
he's like what have you been up to, and how many frequent flyer miles do you have to Iowa?
He's like, how many times have you been to Iowa? So what have I been up to lately? Let's start there. So I have been working a lot, and I've just been trying to figure out what my next steps are in life and what I want to do and achieve out of.
Are you back in the medical sales?
So I do a little bit of that still. I think my focus is geared more towards stuff that I'm passionate about, and that will all come to fruition.
Like getting whiter teeth?
How do you know that about me? Did you know that I'm wearing white strips all the time? My teeth are very sensitive.
Okay, so great. Excited about your career.
Fuck off.
Second question.
He's not fucking genuinely excited for these. That asshole.
I mean,
he's like, okay, by the way, second question.
White teeth, kind of a trade off.
Perfect. Okay, and second question, Nick, what was that?
How did you and Chris start talking?
So, Chris and I met through a mutual friend, Kelsey Weir, who was also on the show, Final Four, shout out. And she set us up.
She was like, I think you guys should date.
Yeah. She was like, she was talking about how there was only three people from Iowa that have ever been on The Bachelor. And she was one of them. And Chris was one of them. And I was like, oh, Chris is cute. Like, why haven't you ever talked to him? And she was like, oh, well, you know, whatever. I don't really know what her response was, but she was like, I have his number. Like, I can like reach out to him, and I don't know. So she basically just like set it up, and we ended up, he ended up texting me within like 5 minutes of her giving my
number. I have no problem with that.
Which is so great. No, I thought it was so endearing.
I'm excited to get to, yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
That's so sweet. So, he like immediately texted me, and then we FaceTimed, and we talked to each other on the phone and through text. And then 3 weeks later, I was in Iowa. So,
and then did that not work out, or where are we at now?
I am just living my best life.
Single. What happened?
We went a separate direction, but I like respect him so much. I think he's an amazing man. I just think that like right now I'm in such a different place than he is. And I'm not moving to Iowa anytime soon. So I just want to focus on me. It's been so much about other people this year that I just really want to like hone in on what I want to accomplish and like what I want to get out of this year, and looking forward to my career in the future. So I still talk to him all the time. I think he's amazing and we are a lot alike, but I just want to focus on myself right now. So
she's not a farmer.
Not a farmer.
I am not a farmer, but I know a lot about fucking corn now. So there's
she's
that.
Like, see at Whole Foods.
I'm like, honey, there's a difference between sweet corn and corn. And I know corn goes in ethanol.
That makes total sense.
Anything else?
Sweet corn's really good. Anyway. That's it.
The corn has been good this summer.
It has been delicious.
I've enjoyed some good corn.
I've enjoyed the fruits of his labor. So.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Relax.
I mean, I really love corn, but
I how do you,
really love corn.
How do you eat your corn?
With butter.
Why are you like making this conversation so weird?
Oh man, what? It's just how do you eat your corn?
Okay, so
olive oil, butter.
Well, personally, so Chris makes it with I can't believe it's not butter. So we
what?
I know. We always joke around.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I know.
Bless. Oh well, then
you're so
no
offended.
Listen,
fuck, yeah, I'm offended. That's so it's horrible. Like fucking plastic. Yeah. It's like it's fucking. Dog shit. He's a fucking farmer and he's buying something that's manufactured in a fucking lab. He got a fucking cow right next to him. He can't go and milk that cow, churn a little bit, and get some fucking farm butter on it.
Oh my god.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I feel like I should not have said that. I feel like I greatly offended you.
I don't know if I can be friends with Chris anymore.
Listen.
He puts it. It would have ruined it for me. What the fuck is this shit?
I mean, I don't know what your reaction was.
I know. He's so pissed. He was like,
he's like, what? I can't believe it's not butter.
No, I can fucking believe it.
Don't be mean, Nick.
That is kind of like rude to do to Korn.
It's
so mean to Korn.
You're like, he's so mean to Korn. Everyone's like, he's really abusing Korn.
You buy a Ferrari and you put fucking vegetable oil in the tank. You're like, what?
Yeah, I know. Well, but listen.
Back to the future.
Bless his heart. He thinks that it's so good. And every time he goes, I can't believe it's not butter. I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe it's not butter. You have it in your fucking cabinet. Like, this shit needs to be refrigerated.
It's warm?
Yes. In his cabinet. Wait,
Chris is saying he can't believe it's not butter. Like, he literally can't believe it's not butter. He's eating. Like, I just can't fucking believe it. This is amazing.
Stop. No. He's very privy to the fact that it's not butter.
And it's hot. Okay. It's not even cold. That's the worst part, too.
It's been there for 7 weeks.
Yeah, it's like, no. Longer than that. Like,
it's not real dairy.
Yeah, it's like.
It's great.
Grows the corn from the earth, walks outside, plucks it off the plant. It couldn't be more fresh. And then he.
Yeah.
Soaks it in plastic.
I can't believe it's not butter.
So rude to Korn.
I can't believe it. It's so great.
It's so rude.
Yeah, sweetie. It's nice. You're very.
Well, you wanted to know how I've been eating.
I can't believe what?
What? Excuse you, what? Can't believe it's not butter? I know, I was a little offended at the moment, or at the time, but
that went off the rails fast.
Anyways, you're out there working on Victoria.
Yeah.
You respect Chris.
I do.
He's not your person, at least at this stage in your life.
We don't know that.
Oh, you're leaving the door open.
I'm going to leave it. We talk every day. So I'm going to leave that.
Maybe you just have a hard time letting go and you're like, you keep things on the sideline because you're bored. I don't know. I'm just saying people do that.
Living in Iowa right now.
Thank you.
I'm not saying what it is.
Maybe she likes real butter.
I'm simply saying I talk to someone every day doesn't mean anything. As you know, on Questions with Nick, he calls me every day and it's like, but also like I never, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I think that
You call me every day.
It's like we talk every day. Like, okay, it's Blachant. Like,
I'm just saying, I'm just trying to get.
You're trying to get
an accurate representation so no one can put words in the relationship's mouth.
Yeah. So I don't know how to describe this. It's complicated. But at the same time, I'm just living my life. And he is an amazing man. And he deserves somebody super awesome who's willing to like go to Iowa and live in Iowa. And right now I'm not there yet. And maybe I will be in a couple years.
Before we wrap things up, you were just here. You're here in LA. The only reason why you're here is because you had a Final Four party. That's not what most people think when they say the Final Four in basketball.
Yeah.
The Peters Final Four women got together. It's not the woman he's currently with who is on a season, Kelly.
Yeah.
Did you guys spend all weekend talking shit about Kelly?
Oh my God, it's so funny. Everyone wants to know this.
Wait, why would you like all come together? What is a Final Four?
It wasn't a Final Four trip.
It was the Final Four women on Peter's season. All got together, and I'm assuming,
you guys were just like, hey, let's hang out.
Yeah.
It wasn't for something. You're just like, oh, we're friends. Let's.
It was for engagement.
Shut up. So you're such a shithead. We are all friends still, and we have a different relationship outside of the show that nobody really understands. So,
did you care to elaborate?
Yeah, in what way would you like me to?
In any way that's, how is it different than people don't understand?
Don't really get it because they think that they put people into a box and they're like, oh, this is how this person is. It's like, no, we're actually extremely all alike, and that's why we all were the Final Four. Like, if we didn't have some commonalities, then we wouldn't. There's obviously some.
So you're saying that Maddie has some Victoria Fuller in her.
Absolutely.
And you have some Maddie
1,000%.
And
me and Maddie are like, we don't agree on everything, but we see eye to eye on a lot. which is funny because people would never know. Like me and Maddie, people think that we're complete opposites, and I've like seen that a lot, and we are, but our vibes are very similar. Like we just we get along very well. She's
and that's true about a lot of the people on the show. Like no one again, no one's as perfect or as bad. The Every the most innocent people on that show could be looked at as trash human beings if they want.
Absolutely.
If it was,
yeah, and we actually grew up with very similar morals. I grew up extremely Catholic, and so we connected on that, like at the show, in the show, during the show, and yeah, so that's like something that we have in common as far as like morals go and what we want for like our families when we're older and married. Maybe not now. We're a little separate. She wants one thing, I want the other. But down the line, yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. Do you guys, what was the overall conversation between these four group of very close friends when the Peter was transitioning from Hannah Ann, from Madison to Kelly? I mean, I'm assuming there were some talks going on inside the bubble.
Yeah. So
were you supportive? Were you shocked, surprised?
So my thing is like, me and Hannah Ann were so close at the end that I was always like advocating for her and wanting the best for her. So
I'm a big Hannah Ann fan.
Yeah,
she's cool. She's very chill.
She's a cool ass chick. She's one of my best friends. And yeah, so whatever she was like wanting to come of the situation is what I wanted for her. And I think the whole like Peter and Kelly situation and all that, I wish them the best. And Hannah Ann's so over it at this point. She doesn't even give a shit. And that's what I care about. I care about my friend. I hope that Peter and Kelly are happy, but my main focus was always Hannah Ann and how she was like working through it and how she was going to be okay and come out better on the other side. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I know I am.
do you know me?
Yep. Loyal friend.
Before we let you go, we have a game to play. It's super easy.
It's an easy game.
Okay.
All right, so how this game works.
I'm scared.
It should be. I'm going to ask these questions. Does Victoria blank? Does Victoria blank, blank, blank?
Oh, shit. Okay.
And you're going to think of the answer to yourself. You're not going to say the answer right away. We're going to guess the answer. And then you're going to figure out who gets it right. If you have an anecdotal story to go with your answer, please share. If you don't feel any pressure to do so.
Okay.
Do you know me with Victoria Fuller? Does Victoria believe in aliens? I'm torn on this one.
Ooh.
I don't know you that well. On some levels, I think you're a very practical person and who might be like, it's fucking stupid. I don't believe in aliens.
But also she spent time in a cornfield and may know.
There's that.
There's that.
Also, I mean, if you're asking me if there's a life in the soup, I guess technically I believe in aliens.
So you're going to go with yes.
It's a big, big, big universe. And if an alien by definition is any type of life form outside of Earth, then I do. And I think you're an intelligent person. And so, yeah, I'm going to say yes.
Am I allowed to answer?
Not yet. I'm going to say
fuck.
I'm going to say no, okay. Just to be fun.
Mm.
Can I answer now?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen Ancient Aliens?
Yes.
1,000% I believe in them. 1,000% I believe in aliens.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I do. I believe in spirits. I don't like to call them ghosts.
Spirit.
They're spirits. Be respectful.
Okay, question number two. Did Victoria have sex on prom night? Oh. Night of prom.
I mean,
also,
oh my God, funny.
When was your first prom? Were you the freshman who got asked by the junior senior?
How'd you know that? Senior, I was a freshman, got asked by the senior.
Read the room.
Okay, fuck off.
That's like,
let's say her senior prom. Let's
my senior, like, what no, about no. my prom? Because I went to prom all 4 years.
Of course she is.
I mean, it gets really crazy.
I don't know if you know that about me.
I don't know.
I went to like all the proms.
Fine.
When did you have sex? I'm going to say yes. At some point.
You guys say she had sex on one of those four prom.
Yeah, you have to say that. You can't say, when did you have sex? Like, that doesn't.
I agree. I think she had sex on one of those prom
before
nights.
Before junior prom. Sophomore.
Before
prom.
Junior.
I'm going to say senior prom.
Okay.
I definitely, at some point, she got a hit.
during one of those proms? Well,
yeah.
Do you want to know the answer?
Yes.
I'm going to say, yeah. We both say yes.
We both say yes.
Yes, 1,000% on the last one. Senior prom. Yep.
So I get extra bonus.
Which is weird.
Just a note,
like, I didn't 100% think.
Is all you really need to be 100% certain. Oh, you don't even need to be 1,000%. I'll believe you the same.
Okay. Wow. Fuck me, right? My parents aren't.
Question number three. That's lame.
So lame.
I know this isn't true. Have you ever bought in followers? No, you haven't.
Come on. Sweetie, I had like 1,000 followers.
Do you know anyone in your season who has purchased followers?
Stop, Nick.
Open-ended question.
You're trying to rattle the cage here.
So you do.
Obviously you do.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Can Victoria name the three branches of government? I'm going to say yes.
Okay. I'm going to say yes as well.
Okay. Do you want me to go ahead and name
please.
Them?
Yeah.
Republican? Is that not what we're talking about?
The three branches of government.
Oh, like Senate. What are we saying? I don't know. Can we elaborate? Don't make me look.
No.
Okay, fine.
The answer is no.
Well, what is it?
Listen, someone's going to write some comment, just, you know, executive, legislative, and judicial.
Okay,
judicial.
First off, don't put this in there. Because people are going to be really hateful. Yeah, don't, they're like, oh my God, they're Republican.
You know what I've learned? How bad people are at geography. And it's like.
Look. I'm good at geography. I'm bad at politics.
Judicial. Legislative
and executive.
Yeah,
I know
the
that.
Senate is part of the legislative
branch. Yeah,
who got are it. Part of the who's the judicial branch?
Ooh, the House, the Senate. I hate that.
Like the Supreme Court.
Oh yeah. Judicial.
And the executive branch. Who's that? There we go. Yeah.
I knew that.
There we go.
I have to say, you helped a friend become a citizen, and I didn't.
You
know
totally rebounded.
Well, I knew the.
I can't
I knew
say
the executive.
Judicial. So
judicial.
Do you have siblings?
I do.
Okay, that doesn't matter in this question. Has Victoria ever had a crush on a friend's sibling?
Don't answer. I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah.
Every girl's had a crush on like a friend's brother or sister, for that matter.
No. Oh. My siblings are 5 years younger than me. So
inappropriate.
It would be very inappropriate.
Wait, we're not talking about your siblings. We're talking about a friend's sibling. Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever wanted to fuck one of your friend's brothers?
Oh, have I ever wanted to sleep with one of my friend's brothers?
Yeah. Yeah. Not yeah. your siblings.
Have you?
No.
Yes.
I have not.
Okay.
I do not tell a lie.
We want people to.
Or one of your friend's sisters. You never know.
What am I? Oh, honey, she's open. She's here.
Has Victoria ever taken a meditation class?
What do you guys think?
I say yeah.
Was it court ordered? No, I'm just kidding.
Such a shithead.
Obviously, yeah, you've been to a meditation studio of some kind.
I have. Have you ever heard of Nidra Yoga?
No.
Of course you haven't. Well, it's meditative, so, sweetie, look into it.
That doesn't require skates.
That's it. For
yeah.
Do you know me? Well,
that was it.
You did a great job.
Okay. Well, I love that for me.
Victoria, thank you so much for coming. This has been a ton of fun. I hope that you also had fun, and I hope the people listening enjoyed themselves and feel like they know all of you. They
I
haven't
don't know.
Put you in a box. I feel like they have. I certainly have enjoyed this conversation. I wish you the best in life, and
can't be like that.
Lots of real butter in the future for you.
Yeah. That's what's most important. We got some real butter coming your way.
There is some real butter coming my way.
Let's hope. Where can people find you? on social if you want to be seen.
I don't have Twitter because fuck that, but you can add me on Instagram at VL Fuller.
Okay. So. Anything else that you're doing that you want to promote or?
No, not right now. Stay tuned, but thank you for having me. You guys have been so fun.
I know, right?
You guys.
I know, right?
I know, excuse right? You, what? Excuse you, what?
Thanks so much for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe.
Or else subscribe. I don't say that enough. Don't forget to send your questions at asknick@castme.com, cast with a K, for our Ask Nick episodes. Next time you're in LA, maybe you can come back and give people relationship advice.
I am actually good at relationship advice because I can tell you how to reel the guy in. I could help you guys out. Just saying.
So send in those questions. You guys are the lifeblood of our show. And if you are tuning in because we were dying to hear from Victoria Fuller for the first time, check us out on Monday nights or Mondays. Our Ask Nick episodes. We are saving lives and relationships.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
This has been fun.
Bye.
Bye. See you later.